rapid listening. Suppose you hear a piece of recorded music which you think you might like. Let's say it is an opera of Benjamin Britten's, The Turn of the Screw. You buy it, and after dinner you put it on your gramophone. The scene is one of bustling domesticity. Your wife is writing to her mother on the typewriter, and from time to time she appeals to you for the spelling of the word. The older children are chattering happily over a game, and the baby is building and toppling towers of blocks. The records are long playing ones designed for 33 revolutions of the turntable per minute. Ah, but you have taken a course in rapid listening, and you pride yourself on the speed with which you can hear. So you adjust your machine to play at 78 revolutions a minute, and when you find your attention wandering from the music, you skip the sound arm rapidly from groove to groove until you come to a bit that appeals to you. But look, it's 8 o'clock, and if you are to get to your meeting on time, Britten must be choked off. So you speed him up until a musical pause arrives, and then you stop the machine, marking the place so that you can continue your appreciation of The Turn of the Screw when next you can spare a few minutes for it. Ridiculous. Of course, but can you say that you have never read a book in that fashion?